BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A show and tell from one of our listeners. I've got a sound alike on E4's Celebs Go Dating, and it's Live Lounge month, which means Biffy Clyro were in the Live Lounge earlier, and they came in to play Real or No Real.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Just me today. Chris is on his holidays. Hope you're all right. I've got James Bay coming up and some Wretch 3 too. Really enjoyed yesterday's show, mostly because of the ray of sunshine that was Bobby Norris off of TOWIE. Now, I didn't know what he was going to be like, but he's definitely my new favourite. We need to get him on again. He actually sent me a message, a DM last night going, thanks for being on, for having me on. It was so much fun. Love him. What a nice guy. And I loved hearing all the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff on how TOWIE works. It's kind of intriguing.
Who tells the producers about some of the drama? Because I always think there must be someone in your group who's a snitch, right? And is telling the producers, because they always know that something's happened, to then set up filming the episode, right?
The producers, they're very, very clever. So they're always checking in with us. So our phones are going every single day. What have you heard? What's the goss on the Essex Room, Emil? So everyone's getting them phone calls and you're all kind of going, well, I've heard X, Y and Z. She's done this, she's done that. She's texting her. Or she's had a Barney with so-and-so. And then I guess it all goes into a pot and they decide, right, what we're going
to
do.
Are you going out to Marbella knowing that you're going to, I don't know, give someone a slap or something or fall out with someone just to keep you going out there with the show?
I definitely don't retort to that level. No. I feel like, for me, I feel very comfortable and secure 4.5 years in. I think you do sometimes find some newbies join the firm.
Newbies?
And
the firm.
Yeah.
The firm.
I feel like they sometimes need to bring a little bit of extra dramas. But the thing is, in Essex, drama's going to follow anyway, so let it just evolve naturally.
Oh, I love him. It was also a seriously good innuendo bingo. Next, we're going to the quiz show The Link on BBC One. Have you been on many of them game shows, Bobby? You can swallow. Okay, we'll just spit it out. Go for it.
Spit that one out.
Have you been on like Pointless or anything? Or
no,
the Chase?
I haven't. I love a little bit of The Chase, though. And a little bit of Pointless.
Yeah, well, you're going to be on now.
Got to sign myself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Link is good, though.
It is good.
Underrated.
Mm. Okay, put the water in then. Do you think some of these quizzes are quite tough? So, Bobby, see if you can make any connection between these.
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good. Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
All types of bird, of course.
Cock. Gobbler.
Now, actually, it was the first thing I watched when I got up this morning. The video is available to watch right now on Radio 1's channel of BBC iPlayer. I strongly recommend it. Bobby Norris, innuendo bingo. This is Rectory 2.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Why, it's a bit of me, this, isn't it? Yes, Sara Larson. You know it's going to be good from the, like, if it's got a bell at the beginning, it's going to be a good pop song. That is Sara Larson, Ain't My Fault, on Radio 1. Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Harriet in Manchester.
You're right, Harriet, what's going on?
I've got a show and tell for you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
spontaneous show and tell.
I've actually been on before, you know.
Doing what?
A different show and tell.
Oh, right. You're the queen of show and tells. What was your one last time?
It was the Jurassic Park dinosaur video.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
You know, I still play those.
Of course.
It was just a little gif on the internet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Of just some cartoon dinosaurs saying yes.
Yeah.
It brought me much joy.
Yes. Yes.
Was that a year ago?
Yeah, it's about a year ago now.
Okay, what have you got for me this time then? Hang on, I've got a horn for you. Yes?
Yes. I have another yes video for you.
Of course you do. What is it this time?
It's Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Yes, Pokemon saying yes.
Where did you find this?
I just saw it on Twitter and downloaded it. It just made me laugh so much. And seeing as I know how much you like the yes, yeah. I thought you might appreciate it.
Okay, can you tell me what happens then in this little video?
It's just the clips of the Pokemon Go Pokemon, and whenever they open their mouth, someone's voiced over a different yes is over it.
Okay. What? So it's all the Pokemons that are singing yes?
Yes.
Okay. Did you email about this?
Yes.
Right, well, yeah, I've just been shown the email. So what I'm going to do now is just watch this video.
Okay.
Let me hear it. Let me see it. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, look, there's loads of them.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good one, strong. So it's like normal Pokemon, but when they open their mouth, some odd person on the internet has put them saying yes when they open their mouths.
Exactly. There's one which I've now adopted as my new yes, yeah. Which goes yes.
Okay. Hopefully I'll get to that if we keep playing it. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Yes!
That's a good one.
Yes!
That's the one.
Right. You know what's going to happen? That's going to now be on the show all the time.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to take some of them off that.
Yeah.
How long is this video, by the way?
It's quite long. There's quite a lot of them.
There's still some more. Hang on.
Yes!
Oh, group yes.
Yes.
This is so stupid.
Yeah!
Yeah! Why is it still making me laugh so much?
It still makes me laugh. Right? I've seen it so many times.
Still going. Still going.
No.
Why is there a no?
There's a couple of no's in there.
Well, that's confusing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the idea.
Yeah.
That is a great show and tell. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You know that's going to be my new absolute favourite, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm using that new one that you like. Yeah. That's immediately.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
What are you up to the rest of the day, Harriet?
I've actually got a biology exam at uni.
What time?
2:00.
All right, so not really long at all then.
No, I really should probably go.
Yeah, okay then. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's DSE and Toothbrush on BBC Radio 1. Right, one for people listening to the podcast this. You know I said a couple of days ago, get in touch if you, maybe you're on a gap year or travelling around the world at the moment and you use this podcast as like a little taste of home. So Tam is currently in the Kimberley in Australia, 22. She says, I heard you ask for people who listen to your podcast while travelling to email. I'm from the UK. I'm currently travelling the world and I've been listening while working on a vineyard in the southwest of Australia, picking grapes and pruning grapevines all day. This is investment into the show. She says, I've even bought a mini solar panel for my phone so it will never run out of battery when I'm in the middle of nowhere and I can still listen to you. I'll hear this on the podcast. You mentioned that you like the crazy varieties of the chocolate bar that rhymes with Wary Milk that they have in Australia. Do you want me to send you some back? Where are you? Southwest of Australia? No, don't do that. I'll cost you loads. But if you want to, I'll have some top deck, please. This is Foles. You got an albatross around your neck, around your neck. BBC Radio 1. He said he was nervous about his live lounge yesterday, but I thought Justin Bieber was great. He said he was thrown off. His day didn't get any better, though. Afterwards, he went to get a 6-inch or maybe even a foot long from that place in West Hollywood. Card declined. The customer behind him in line paid for both Justin and his girlfriend's sandwich. Daily. Glass Animals and Youth on New Music Friday, Radio 1. So this morning on The Breakfast Show, live from LA, Usher was just amazing. Performed Climax, the classic You Got It Bad. He did a reggae version of loving this club. And he also did a great cover of Don't Let Me Down by Chainsmokers and his newest song, Crash. Definite chemistry, I'm saying, between him and Clara. Check out what he said to Mim Shake over on One Extra.
Would it be safe to say you have the hots for Clara Ampho?
Well, judging from my body...
I mean, that I was like,
my body has a mind of its own. It took over. Before you know it, that love in the club was like love in the studio.
Oh, love in the live
right
lounge. Love in the
love
live
lounge.
Love in the lounge
right now.
I don't really want to think about that, thanks. So here's Crash. I like that. Tuvalo, cool girl on Radio 1. Kirsten's been on from Orkney saying, I'm a long time podcast listener, first time emailer. Hello! I would love to get a shout out for you, from you guys for my birthday, which is on Saturday, which would then make me press my best thing of 2016 buzzer. It would actually make my year. Okay, happy birthday for tomorrow and many more. Loads of people listening to us on holiday still as well, like Daisy and Josh celebrating their first anniversary. Right now, listening on the scorching beach in Menorca. And also Lucy, who is at Singapore Airport waiting for a long flight back to the UK. She's loaded up loads of Scott Mills Daily podcasts on her phone to keep her entertained.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Drake and Rihanna. Yeah, they love each other. We get it. That's too good. On Radio 1. The official chart is with Greg James. Who's going to be number one today? That's at 4 o'clock. Hi to Sophie and Joe and their one-year-old daughter Willow, who are at the moment on a spontaneous trip to Blackpool to see the lights being switched on. Oh, that's amazing. They're going on tonight. You know what this means soon, don't you? This is great news. The pumpkin spice lattes are on as well. Next it'll be the red cups, and then I can play Wrap Myself in Paper every day until December the 25th. Yes. I know I said Bobby Norris off of Towie might be my new favourite because he was great yesterday. But Ryan Tedder, also on yesterday's show, I could talk to him for hours and just like play no music. He's always got amazing stories.
Do you have a specific like work email that you give out to artists?
No, I've had the same email since I was in college.
No.
Yeah.
Is that AOL?
Yeah, man. It's just Ryan at AOL, man.
Okay.
Easy. Now you know. The world knows.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Just hit my MySpace account.
What's a slower process? If I was writing a song and I wanted to book you, is it quicker to get the words back or the song back?
Lyrics are always longer for me.
Okay.
Even on like blatant pop, like... the poppest record, like, you know, I kind of write in a bunch of different genres for different people. So like at the moment, I worked a lot on the last U2 record and done stuff, some writing with Brandon Flowers and then recently, you know, Ed Sheeran. And now I'm focused on, I've wrapped the One Republic album and just did a song with Stevie Wonder and another big pop, like a huge pop star who I'm not allowed to mention yet. Somebody you guys play a lot. And the jumping from song to song to song, the writing process completely different.
Mm. Yeah.
Like the one for with Stevie was super quick and lyrically I knew kind of what I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, so I know the kind of lyrics he's gonna sing.
Mm.
But if you're doing something for, you know, if you're doing something for like Maroon 5, Adam has a very clear point of view, and I've had a couple hits with him, and he wants things to be a certain kind of edgy, and certain words he won't say, certain words he will say. So, it varies.
Mm. You're always working. I think the amount of emails in your inbox would stress me out. It would be like 1,372,000 or something ridiculous like that.
Dude, I'll show you. It's well over 100,000.
No, it makes me feel sick.
Yeah, are you one of those people that clears it? Like, if you look at my phone here, it says 9,150 on the US. Now it stresses Scott out.
Yeah, it does.
How do you... Let me
see. Don't delete anything important there, Ryan.
Yeah. Yes, look at this. Oh, my word. Right, so look at Ryan's phone. 97,989 unread messages.
Oh, no, that's horrible. That is actually horrible. That's
no, incredible. But the reality is...
Oh, my word, I've never seen so many.
Yeah, the reality is I glance at stuff And, you know, if it's like urgent, someone will text me or like whatever.
So he played Real or No Real yesterday. I love him. You can hear the whole of Ryan's Real or No Real on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Get it for free from the Radio 1 website. One Republic were also in the Live Lounge yesterday for the first day of Live Lounge month. They performed the classic Counting Stars. They did a phenomenal cover of Send My Love by Adele. And this, their new single Kids, which I want to play for you now. I'm keen for this. Aluna George, new track featuring Leigh Kelly 47 and Dreezy. Mean What I Mean, new on the Radio 1 playlist.
Scott Mills 1.
So much good stuff we've done this week on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. What a week. We connected another listener to Deborah Meaden's landline on Instant Dragon's Den. This was Connor's idea for Deborah.
Okay, so picture yourself. You come home from work, you've had a long, busy day, you want to cook your dinner, sit in front of the TV, you know, watch your soaps, whatever it is you like to watch. You've got your dinner, you're carrying it down to your table, you've got your drink, you know, but what sauce? You know, you can't carry them all down. You like a bit of mustard, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, ketchup. You can't carry them all, you know, you don't want to drop your dinner, do you? Now, this is where my ingenious idea comes in. Now, I call it Connor's Condiments Bottle. And basically, what it is think of it as a big pen with your four colours along the top that you click down to change, obviously, the colour of your pen, but in a sauce bottle. So you've got your barbecue sauce, your ketchup, your mayonnaise, your mustard, all in the top in refillable cartridges. You click them down, and you squeeze the one you want, and then simply, you know, you want something else, you just sprung-loaded, pop back up, and then away you go with the next flavour. Next condiment. What do you reckon?
If you want to hear what she reckoned, it's not the best reply, then that is in full on the Scott Mills Daily. We also chatted to Jacob, the man behind hashtag Bushwatch. Basically, he's a Reading fan who sits in a bush outside Reading's football ground hoping to get some gossip on transfer deadline day and overhear someone's conversation or see someone going into the club.
So, talk us through the day. How long are you going to be in the bush for? I take you're going to be there quite late tonight.
Well, it is a long one. I got in this morning at 9.
In the bush?
In the bush, yeah.
You're so weird.
Thank you very much.
Right?
It's going to be a long one. I'm with my brother. He's sort of keeping me sane, and And I'm going to be there until 11:30 tonight when the transfer window slams shut.
So it's going to be dark.
One in the hand is worth two in the bush. And we did our first secret bake-off of the series. I sent Chris to an unsuspecting bakery near Radio 1 and he gave them the full poor Hollywood treatment. This time he went for a cookie.
That's not a bad bake.
Yeah, they're really lovely, I have to say.
You know what you've done though, don't you? Let me just try a little bit. I think I know what you've done already though before I eat it. Yeah, you know what, the flavour's not coming through. What you've done, the alcohol has killed the flavour.
Brilliant. There's also Bobby Norris off of Towie. He was good for Inyo and Bingo. Ryan Tedder, Real or No Real, amazing listener Jane who sets rules for her boyfriend who's off on a lad's holiday this week, and loads more. Get it for free from the Radio 1 website.
One. BBC Radio. One.
Our leader Swift and Style on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. That a fire, trouble tune, big dance tune coming up. Also Foo Fighters. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Gina.
Hey, Gina. Where are you?
I'm just in Dalston at the moment with my friend Emma.
In London?
Yes, London.
How can I help you?
Hiya. Well, we were listening to Celebrity First Go Dating a couple of nights ago.
What show is that?
Celebrities Go Dating. It's on E4. It's got like Joey Essex, Steph Pratt, Paisley from the Tattoo Fixers, and they date like ordinary people and see how it works out.
Oh, hang on, I've heard about this. So it's like famouses go on dates with normos.
Yes, that's it.
Do any of them work out?
Not so far, but it's only halfway through, so might be luck.
Is this the one that Brad from the Vamps went on, I think?
Did he?
I think he did. No, that Amazing. Was First Dates. Celebrity yeah. First Dates. There's loads of them, isn't there?
They're just rolling them out.
I need to see this show. How can I help you, though?
Well, we were listening to it, and the guy which went on Steph Pratt sounds just like you, and I didn't even realise it was on, and I looked at the television. I thought it was you presenting something, but really, it's just his date. And I just thought, I should tell you, it sounds just like you.
So there's a guy yeah. in it that sounds like me, right?
Yes.
Right, I've had so many Twitter messages about this.
Really? It's not just me, because I was really paranoid. I've got my sister, my mum, I was like, does it sound like Scott? And they've all said yes.
Right, okay. I'm just looking now.
Can you find the clip?
Is his name Ellis?
Yeah, he's a yoga teacher. That's him, Ellis. He's 21, I think.
Same. Well. And he's one of the normos?
Yes, that's him.
Okay.
Have you heard it before? Or not
no,
yet?
But conveniently, someone's just put some clips in front of me of this guy.
Just like you. It doesn't necessarily look like you, but they sound it.
No, I've actually just seen a picture of him. Nothing like me, unfortunately.
Not at all.
No.
That's his luck.
Who did he go on a date with?
Steph Pratt, I think. I don't think it worked out so well.
Is she made in Chelsea?
Yes.
I know who you mean. Okay, right, so I'll just play these then. So this is the guy that apparently sounds like me. Are we ready for this? Okay, cool.
It's not Christmas, but Christmas came early for me anyway.
Oh, a little bit.
What do you think?
Let me hear
you, right?
Let me hear more.
Out any celebrity I could ever date, I would always choose Steph Pratt. She's my ultimate girl crush, literally. When I go to sleep at night, I think of Steph Pratt. She's always on my mind. Even before this show, when I watch TV, I'd stay up late just to watch MIC. I'd watch about 5 times in a row just to look at her face and look at her smile. So, yeah.
I definitely don't refer to it as MIC, ever. I just can't stop watching MIC.
MIC.
Let me hear a bit more. I'm not sure on that one.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Amazing, thank you.
Oh, I can hear it a little bit, yes.
A little bit now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got it.
God, I drank way too much from the mixer. And I'm so surprised that you chose me, literally. But like I said, like, you're just my type on paper, so like I don't really know you yet. You might be a bit of a... I'm not sure yet. Seem all right so far.
This one definitely does.
It's not Christmas, but Christmas came early for me anyway.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Weird. I mean, we're practically the same. 21.
Exactly. Look like him.
Yeah, love going on dates with girls. It's the same.
Definitely him.
I'm just looking at his Twitter now.
What, his Twitter? What's it saying? Did people say he sounds like you?
I'm just looking. He is super hot.
I don't think so. He's, like, too preppy.
Too preppy?
Too preppy.
Oh, hang on. He's tweeted.
No. You need to get him on the phone.
Ellis Partridge.
Yeah.
One day ago, he put, maybe I can be Scott Mills' voice double.
Oh, my God. He's trying to claim to fame to get your voice. He's going to be on a radio show somewhere.
He'll probably take my job.
Oh, God. Don't let him.
Oh, thanks for bringing this up. You've made it worse. You brought attention to it.
Oh, God. Loads of people knew anyway. It's just me who happened to find it. Tell you.
Maybe I'll tweet him back.
Tweet and be like, what are you doing?
Stop stealing my voice.
Get over it, yeah.
You can't really stop someone from talking. That's just his voice. Right, thanks for pointing that out.
All right, take care.
Love you, Gina. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. And
they're singing like a bluebird in the round. Hello, Charlotte, who's been on from Newport on the Isle of Wight. And she's like, I was on holiday last week and the only channel that was in English was CNN. Is that you on there as well going on CNN? No, but I know who you mean. He does sound a bit like me. Also, who is this? Oh yeah, it's Joey from Oxford. You should get that Ellis chap from Celebs Go Dating to call Chris Stark. Have a random chat and see how long he lasts until he notices it's not you. I think in some bits he does sound like me and some bits not, but yeah. But Ellis, thanks for your tweet. And we can be voice twins if you ever need me to help you out, vice versa, yeah? Okay, so New Music Friday. We have got, still to come, brand new Kiko Bun. I've also got Biffy Clyro playing Real or No Real. Awesome live lounge earlier. If you want to see any of them, they're on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. Apart from the Usher one, you'll have to wait a little bit longer for that, but it'll be worth the wait. So Biffy Clyro, 3:40, and we'll play one of their tracks from their live session, and they're going to choose which one they want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, 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 Yes, Friday on Radio 1. Kiko Bun, Can't Hold Back. BBC Radio 1, I need to say to you guys, amazing live lounge earlier. And welcome, Biffy Clyro. Hello.
Hello. Hello,
Scott. Getting you guys and Usher in one day in the live lounge is just ridiculous.
It's crazy. We've seen Usher was still in LA, though. He didn't move far from his mansion.
No, he didn't go far. Neither did Justin Bieber. But he's still on. Good to see you guys. We're going to play one of the tracks that you performed in a bit. But first, let's play Real or No Real with Biffy Clyro.
Yes. Justin Bieber has a small branch of McDonald's in his LA home that's open 24 hours a day.
He's got a lot of good stuff in that house. Have you seen the pictures?
No, I just saw the lead on it. Was it Clara that's over there getting shown round?
Yeah, it was a bit like bonkers. It's a bit like when I was like, let me give you a tour of my new house. And I don't really want one, but okay.
And here's some holiday snaps, you know.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. Maybe to make her feel a little bit jealous. And there is a lake. There's a lake with a boat in case he fancies just going for a little boat ride.
He looks pretty miserable. I bet he doesn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Do you not think, despite all that money, he's not
despite
happy?
Despite all that money, the good looks and the sexy girlfriends and all that, I doubt he enjoys himself.
It's not what you signed up for.
Who's the most famous house that you've been to, like that person?
Danny Elfman, who does the music for Tim Burton's movies. He's got a wonderfully eccentric house.
And where's that?
That's in Hollywood in some kind of gated community.
Okay, and what's it like?
It is... I probably shouldn't say too much or I won't be, invited back.
Details.
But he has a volleyball pool. A volleyball pool. What do you call it?
Water volleyball.
Yeah, water volleyball in the back. And he's got lots of weird trinkets and really unusual ornaments from Tim's movies. And he's got the coolest cinema room I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. So. How did that come about then?
Friend of a friend, you know, just friend of a friend.
Hanging out in LA. Yeah. Have you got anything like quirky in your own houses? Something a bit like odd?
I've got a huge Lego collection, if that counts as odd.
Lego?
Lego, yeah. I love Lego architecture, so I've built all the Lego architecture and landmark series. So Lego, up your game. Although I shouldn't say any building block brand out there. You should up your game.
Yeah. How much Lego are we talking here?
I've got about 35 or 40 sets. Yeah, unfortunately. Not very cool, Scott.
All over your house?
Yeah. Well, no, my wife forces me to put it in one corner of the house, so they're kind of sitting on top of each other at the moment.
I love that. He does have a water slide and inflatable pizzas in his pool. But does Justin Bieber have a small branch of McDonald's in his Los Angeles home that's open whenever he damn well feels like going to it? I'm saying no real. What are you saying?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
There's also a basketball court and the most ridiculous barbecue I've ever seen.
Is it enormous?
Oh, yeah. It's big.
I bet he's laying on it. I bet he's laid on it a few times. You would if you had a big barbecue, you would probably lie on it.
Here's your next one.
After Justin Timberlake left some half-eaten food behind at a diner, it was stolen and later sold on eBay for over $1,000.
That could happen.
I mean, I'd maybe pay $900 for Justin's leftovers, but I could be pushed at grand. What do you think, Jim?
I mean, I think I'd bid you out.
You bid me out? Yeah, yes, yeah. Let's say yes. Real.
Mm. We snipped off a piece of Zac Efron's hair back in the day.
No, you didn't.
And we had it in the old building at Radio 1 for some time in a glass jar. Wow. But when we moved buildings, no one knows where it's gone. It's probably worth a fortune now.
Yeah. Be a DNA online.
Zac Efron's DNA from 2009.
Did he know you'd trimmed his hair, or did you?
We can we cut your hair off?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any stuff of yours online for sale?
I guess we don't really check. I'm sure there's much things. We sign a lot of stuff. Yeah. But our hair body or head wise is probably we keep them in it. We keep that in a duffel bag in the practice room.
What do people ask you to sign, like weird things? I've had a few people going, can you sign my passport?
Yeah.
And I never
warn against that because it's immediately invalid.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. But after a couple of drinks at a student gig, they're like, it'll be fine. It's like, no, you won't be able to use it.
I know. Yeah.
Being all responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. Same as signing money. Illegal.
Illegal.
And some folk try and get you to sign on the face of their phone, and you're thinking, you can't use your phone after that. It's ridiculous. But anyway.
But we love it.
Yeah. It's so nice to be asked.
Okay, so is this Justin Timberlake one real? Left some half-eaten food behind at a diner on eBay straight afterwards, over a grand.
Real.
Oh, yeah, I'm also saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Listen, I'm going to play one of your tracks now from the Live Lounge, and because you're here, I want you to choose which one you would like me to play.
Well, let's go for Howl.
Out.
Which is our new
Why have you chosen
single?
That one? Because it's your new single.
In fact, it was probably the one we played worst earlier, so maybe I should choose something else. Do you want to choose something else?
Should we do the cover?
Let's do the cover, Tilted. Our cover of Tilted by Christine and the Queens.
Do you ever, I've always wanted to know this about bands actually, do you ever after a live lounge look at each other like, well, we weren't our best there, were we, lads?
Yeah, the earlier in the day, that happens quite a lot, Scott.
Does
it? Quite often we'll even go, God, if that had happened at 3 p.m, it would have been amazing.
And how do you know? Like, what do you just, because you've played together so much, you just know that, well, probably
wasn't
the best.
You can just tell, yeah, I mean, just in your mind's maybe not quite as active as normal.
Got ya.
Cognitive, yeah. And everything just kind of slows down, so, yeah, but...
Let's forget about how. all right, let's play it then, and we'll do some more real or no real after this.
Bon chance.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted.
Oh, I love the French. Biffy Clyro. Covering Tilted by Christine and the Queens as part of Live Lounge Month. Let's continue to play Real or No Real with them.
Yeah. In interviews, Scottish superstars Biffy Clyro never give the same reason for why they chose their band name.
Oh, I'm no
a,
real.
It's a bit
real.
Of a disadvantage here.
It's real, I think. I know those guys.
Right, okay. Tell me the story then.
Basically, we did this weird... You know, numbers, you can do these things where numbers correlate to letters. So we basically put our name together, turned it into numbers, and then translated it back into letters, and it became Biffy Clyro. And it was one word, but we decided to separate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
So, but finally. Are you just telling me another reason why you chose your band name?
There's no real way of knowing, Scott.
I know.
There's no real way of knowing.
I'm trying to stay you up, but I can't tell. You're going to go to another interview straight after this and tell them something different again.
Exactly. Possibly. But this is the truth.
Yeah.
We promise.
You must have to do so many interviews. Do you kind of get bored and just like make up answers sometimes? I've heard people that do this.
It's funny when people say, so tell us something really amazing that just happened to you. That's kind of annoying because you're like, well... So we normally just make stuff up and we say we're really close with Snoop Dogg and stuff. But that's more tabloidy stuff, you know.
So now I'm trying to think, what is the Lego thing true now? I mean, we're questioning everything.
Believe you me. Do you want to see my Lego tattoo?
Where do you get asked the most questions? Is there a country that you go to and like, well, that's weird?
Germany always asks unusual questions. And South Americans are quite full on, isn't it? I think maybe the language barrier sometimes it can seem like the most intense question ever.
Right. Or a bit personal sometimes.
Yeah. But you just roll with the punches. It's nice that people are interested, Scott. Mm. That's the main thing.
Oh, it is, yeah. What's the best lie that you've seen published? You're like, yeah, we made that up?
To be honest...
I think the fact that we went on Snoop Dogg's private jet...
That made the national
papers. That made the national paper in Scotland.
Was that in the Raz with Bev Lyons?
I think it was.
Did you know? I'm obsessed with Bev.
Bev is great. She's a lovely lady.
I love her. So what have you got to tell me? Nothing, Bev.
I bet that's the opening gambit.
Always. Always. Like, what do you want to know? Yeah. Must know some gossip. No, I don't. I love her. Yeah. Many good times for her at Edinburgh Festival. I'm going to say this is real. Is it real? You never give the same reason for why you chose your band name.
Yes.
Oh. Have you given me the real one?
Yes.
Is this real right now?
I don't know
the level we're operating on here. Are we actually here today?
Okay, 100%. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, it's a draw, 30 points each between me and Biffy Clyro.
Near high school.
Thank you so much for coming in to play Real or No Real today and fantastic Live Lounge. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you. Have a good one, brother.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are back on Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.